This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Do you ever feel like you need someone else to talk to? A source of support and someone who can help you look more deeply at yourself? BetterHelp offers professional online counselling that comes to you. It's affordable, flexible, and you can start the process in minutes. Find your therapist with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/vocabulary today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vocabulary for 10% off your first month.
We're looking at adjectives and adverbs in this free download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary, the show that teaches you how to study vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Alice. Hello. Today's show is all about fashion.
Ah, fashion. What to wear
and what not to wear. And today we're going to listen to some people talking about what to wear to a social occasion.
And we'll look at a very important area of vocabulary, the difference between adjectives and adverbs.
We'll have a quiz to test what we've learnt.
And we'll give you a top tip to help you learn more vocabulary.
So let's get started with a conversation. Mike and Sarah are getting ready to go to a party, but they have very different ideas about what Mike should wear.
While you listen, try to answer this question. What does Mike wear to the party?
Let's find out.
You're not seriously going to the party dressed like that. You'll be the most scruffily dressed man there.
The invitation said casual, so I'm dressing casually. Jeans and a T-shirt. What's wrong with that?
It's too scruffy. The invitation said smart casual. You need to wear something much smarter, Mike.
What, a suit?
No, that's too formal. It's not a job interview. Just wear a nice fashionable shirt.
But I hate fashion. I can't dress fashionably. I'm the most unfashionable person I know.
Well, you'll be the only one in a T-shirt.
OK, you win. I'll wear my black shirt and the smart shoes, but I'm still wearing my jeans.
If you must.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
So, did you hear what Mike wore to the party in the end?
Yes, he wore a black shirt, jeans and his smart shoes.
Well done if you got that right. Now, let's take a closer look at some of the fashion-related vocabulary we heard there, starting with some of the adjectives.
Yes, and of course, adjectives are words which describe nouns, and there were lots of adjectives describing people and their clothes. Sarah thinks Mike is scruffy.
Which means not neat or clean.
But Mike wants to be casual,
informal and comfortable.
She thinks he should be smart,
nice and stylish,
but not too formal,
old-fashioned and serious.
And she wants him to wear something fashionable,
new and stylish.
Now, we can change these words into adverbs, words that describe verbs. And Mike and Sarah used lots of adverbs to describe the way people dress. We heard scruffily, casually, smartly, formally, and fashionably.
Yes, and because they're adverbs, they all end in the letters L-Y. Here are some clips from the conversation. Listen out for adverbs which describe the verb dress.
You'll be the most scruffily dressed man there.
So I'm dressing casually, jeans and a T-shirt. I can't dress fashionably.
Listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
And coming up soon is our vocabulary quiz. But first, let's have a quick recap of today's fashion-related vocabulary.
First, we had some adjectives.
Scruffy, casual, smart, formal, fashionable.
And then we looked at some adverbs.
Scruffily, casually, smartly, formally, fashionably.
And now it's quiz time. All you have to do is finish the sentences with words from today's programme. There are two sentences, each with three choices. So, are we ready?
Yes.
Number one. Everyone is wearing tight jeans this year. They're really A, fashion, B, fashionable, C, fashionably.
The answer is B, fashionable.
That's right. Now, question two. I had a job interview yesterday, so I dressed very A, formally, B, scruffy, or C, formal.
It's A, formally.
That's right.
I hope you got that at home. And that brings us to the end of today's show. So we'll leave you with today's top tip for learning vocabulary, which is, Finn,
to help you remember how to use adjectives and adverbs, it's a really good idea to write down example sentences.
Example sentences will help you use words more accurately than if you just note down the word with a translation.
And there's more about this on bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.
Ich bin Lea.
Ich bin Lina und wir machen den Podcast Juice.
Das hier ist Juice und da erzählen wir uns gegenseitig jede Woche eine juicy Geschichte aus der Community, egal ob die jetzt schockierend, peinlich oder einfach nur funny ist.
Zum Beispiel die Geschichte über Raphael, der eine Hodenkrankheit vortäuscht, nur um sein Date im Krankenhaus zu besuchen.
Die Ärztin so, naja, können wir den Hoden auch antackern.
Hört Juice überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wir freuen uns! It's spicy, you tell me, yeah.